Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose. And millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
All right, everybody. Here we are. It's In Defense of Ska. Bonus episode. What's going on, Ad?
In Defense of Ska, the podcast, but right now, In Defense of Ska, the book promo.
Ooh, yes. Okay, so I'm halfway through the book promo events. Done 6 of them. I got 6 to go. I think if all goes well, this episode will be released on the first day of the next 6, which will be in Philadelphia, Barnes & Noble. If you live in Philadelphia, hope to see you out there. But yeah, I did 6. That wasn't 6 in a row. It was Sacramento, and then it was another, you know. Then I did a couple in Southern California, then I did a couple in the Pacific Northwest, and then I did one in San Francisco. So there's a little space between them all. So, but you know, a lot of work goes into putting on the shows and promoting them, so it kind of feels like I've been constantly busy with doing book stuff.
Now, do you want to this is going to be coming out as the next 6 start. Do you have the list in front of you? Do you want to read off
okay
what the next dates are?
Okay. So December 5th, Barnes & Noble in Philadelphia, 6 o'clock. December 6th, Broken Goblet Brewery. That's in Pensilom. Is that how you say it?
Bensalem.
Okay. In Pennsylvania. I believe that one starts at 6. That's going to be Mark Wasserman and I are going to be discussing our books. And then after that's going to be a fun ska show with Hub City Stompers. The next day, December 7th, we'll be at Scottish Dave's Pub in Clinton, Connecticut. Going to talk about my book. And then it's a fun ska show with Power Up and K-Moy the Band. December 8th, we'll be at St. Mark's Comedy Club in New York at 3 p.m. Andrew Sacker from Brooklyn Vegan will be hosting, and Turner Sparks, who helped me put on the show, and he's been on this podcast, probably going to do a little comedy to introduce us, hopefully some ska comedy. Then following weekend, so December 14th, I'm doing a panel event in New Orleans with the guys in Community Records and some other people related to sort of their backstory. It's going to be at Hey Cafe. I don't remember. I think it's at 6, but I'm not sure. And then final event's going to be in San Jose at Art Boutique, 6 o'clock. It's going to be a little event with me and Matt Weir, journalist. And then after our event, it's their drink and draw event. So it's like 2 hours of drinking, drawing, and Nina Cole, who also known as Reggaedelic, is going to spin like 60s ska reggae rocksteady. I didn't have any of that written in front of me. I just knew it all, by the way.
Oh, really? You did good. I was following along on the list, and you did good.
I've done some interviews, and I've really just been pushing hard to like throw all my dates in there. So I've kind of gotten it drilled into my own head.
That's the way to do it.
You got
to
get your dates in. So anyways, let's step back from the promo part of it. I did these 6 events so far. I feel like they've all been successes. You know, all the successes are contextual, I think. Like, you know, I think the most people that have come to any of them have been at the Pasadena event. That one was a nice size space. It was full. There was people standing up. It was pretty rad. But, you know, like San Francisco, you were at the San Francisco event. Mm-hmm. Not as many people, but smaller space, and it was a rainy day in San Francisco. So I feel like for the situation, it was successful. And I also kind of like weigh what the how the people at the stores are reacting, and like the San Francisco person was seemed extremely satisfied with the amount of people that came out on a rainy day in San Francisco. So
yeah.
So I feel happy with it.
You know, also I'd never been to that Green Apple Books location before. Mm-hmm. So it was a good thing that my wife Stephanie said something about it, because I would have gone to the wrong Green Apple Books.
Yeah, the Green Apple Books one, I've been trying to promote that one by like throwing in the address, and every single time I mention it, because there are multiple ones, and I just like, oh, I don't know if any people are going to go to the wrong one.
And it was really bad weather. I had to fight traffic to get to the show, and I got there 50 minutes late. So sorry about that.
All good. Did you like the part where I read the sentence from my book about you?
Yeah. That was great.
Did that make you feel good?
And then the host called me up. Oh, let's bring him up. And then I came up for like 2 seconds and said my name. And then I went and sat back down.
Yeah. So for the people that came to that event, I mean, wow, what a treat they got.
And they really just got the whole thing right there.
So I recorded when I went up to Portland, I recorded that one. My friend Ben Rice lent me his podcast equipment. I got a recording. Interesting event. That one was at a place called Rose City Pub. Rose City Book Pub is what it's called. It is not a bookstore. It is a pub, and it is book themed. There is books all over the place, stacked all over the place. I guess you can read the books if you want. I don't know. They're just a pub that loves books, I guess. Mm. That was a good one. Kepi came and Hutch Harris came from the Thermals. Lots of people came. Friends, people who, fans, a nice group of people. Also, our friend Anthony Cotham put together a little combo and he played some music. Mm. And so it was like kind of mellow ska. Yeah, like a con, like a percussionist, you know, like some kind of a jazzy ska, set the mood. And then Jeff Burke hosted. He said some very big words about me. So that's all you. If you sign up to the Patreon, you get to hear Jeff say what an amazing person I am.
I'll say it right now. Aaron Carnes, amazing person. Pants at these events, not my favorite. Mm-hmm. Are they your favorite, Aaron?
Your
pants.
Oh, you're not a fan of the pants.
I thought it was funny that you said at the San Francisco show that your wife makes you wear those.
Yeah, she does. She doesn't think I look ska enough. My wife, by the way, who doesn't like ska, thinks I need to look more ska. And we've had this discussion argument. I'm like, I don't want to look like a caricature of ska. Besides, I don't look ska. I don't like make myself look ska. But she's like, you gotta play it up a little bit. So I'm like, fine. I'll wear the checkered pants. this is what happens at the Carnes Buchanan household.
Amazing.
But I'll let her know what you said.
Okay.
She says no. Adam says no more checkered pants.
What's she gonna say? She's gonna say fuck that birthday twin.
Veto.
I'm the wife.
Alrighty. Let's go right now to the event.
Okay. Okay, you're going to need to sign up to Patreon to hear the rest of this conversation. But if you want to see Aaron, December 5th, Barnes & Noble in Philadelphia. December 6th, Broken Goblet Brewing in Bensalem, PA. That's with Mark Wasserman and the Hub City Stompers. December 7th, Scottish Dave's Pub in Clinton, Connecticut with Power Up and Camel. December 8th, St. Mark's Comedy Club in New York City with Turner Sparks and Andrew Sacker of Brooklyn Vegan. Ska now. More than ever.
If you're in the Bay Area this week, from December 3rd to the 8th, my solo exhibition at CSU East Bay is available for viewing. It's called The Long Way Around, and it's an exhibition of my drawings and paintings. CSU East Bay in Hayward at the Art and Education Building. The installation is in the old Kiln Room. Hope to see you there.
Thank you. The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.